Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosher sitting in for Chris Holman out on the road. Yeah, well, I'm actually at my home studio outside of Lansing, Michigan, and this time around reaching into the Lansing area, Ryan Fewins Bliss, Executive Director of MCAN. That's the Michigan College Access Network. Ryan, welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat.
Thanks. Great to be here again.
Tremendous. And well, we are recording this at the end of what has been known as FAFSA Week of Action, running from April 15th through the 19th. And from what I understand, MCAN is supporting school counselors and college advisors as their students and families navigate a shortened FAFSA timeline. So I'd love to get into some of the MCAN actions so that our Michigan business community can understand what folks are up against this year. You compiled an evolving FAFSA spreadsheet. Can you get into that?
Yeah, so we knew that this year was going to be different. Several years ago, Congress passed the FAFSA Simplification Act, which made the FAFSA simpler. Ironically, the rollout of it has been a disaster and has been much more difficult. So we think it'll be simpler in the future, but this year has been really tough for students and families. So we have spent a lot of time and effort to produce materials for folks to train them on the new FAFSA, to help them around some of these problems. We trained about 600 people across the state who would serve as FAFSA specialists in their local community so that when students or families had a problem, there was someone locally to raise their hand and say, hey, we'll help out. We've got some training on this. We know the ins and outs, and we'll make it a priority to help you get across the finish line.
Tremendous. And they're certified, so folks can trust that. Dig a little deeper, if you care to, getting into about the specialists, the certification, or anything else regarding that.
Yeah, so because the FAFSA is now new, everybody who has been helping students do the FAFSA for years and years and years, folks who have, you know this like the back of their hand, suddenly that doesn't matter anymore because the form is completely new and the questions are interpreted differently and there's new formulas behind them. And ultimately what results from that FAFSA is a new index. It used to be called the Estimated Family Contribution or EFC. They have now moved to the Student Aid Index, which is SAI. And there isn't a good crosswalk to say if you had an EFC of 10,000, that means you will have a SAI of whatever. And so folks just don't know how to interpret that data. And then it got more complicated because the federal government wasn't able to process the data. So most students in Michigan who have applied and been accepted at a college still don't have a financial aid package from that college. So what we would be doing about this time every other year is celebrating students to make a decision publicly about where they're going. We can't do that because they don't have the financial information to decide where they can and should go. So everything's sort of in a limbo here. And you can imagine if you're running the business office at a college, normally you're getting deposits right now and getting students certifying that they're coming. That has been at very low levels because students just don't have the information to make the right decision for them and their family right now.
So I imagine besides having that spreadsheet on your website and the list of the certified specialists on your website, you're probably going to be hosting webinars and other actions to help the process along?
Yeah, I would say we're pulling out all the stops. We really need folks to continue to fill out the FAFSA, even though it feels very shaky right now. We have a firm belief that it will solidify here once the federal government gets their act together. But there's really no other way for students and families to understand how much financial aid they'll be eligible for at the federal level. The state also uses the FAFSA to determine state grants and scholarships, and most higher ed institutions use the FAFSA to determine institutional aid. So you can see there's three big pots of money here that help students and families, and we just don't know what that looks like right now. Total overall, statewide, we're down 13,000 FAFSAs across the state. And we know if you fill out the FAFSA, you're more than likely to go to college. So it's sort of a leading indicator of that. So that is sort of a leading indicator right now that fewer people will go to college. And I know the listeners of your show here, businesses across the state care about talented people getting into and out of college so you all can hire them. This is worse than actually the pandemic. This is a bigger hit than the enrollment problems from the pandemic. So you can see it's sort of a major red flag. And that's why we're raising it up. The way we frame this, though, 13,000 is a lot of people, right? And so an average school counselor is going to say, I can't help 13,000 people. What role do I have? We've broken it up to say, if every high school in the state served 15 more students, got them across the finish line with their FAFSA complete and submitted, that would hit that 13,000 number. So school counselors, forget about the big number. That's for us here at the state level to worry about. Your job is just to get 15 more of your students locally across that FAFSA finish line, and then that'll close the gap.
And the good news is the webinars are offered at no cost to the participants. And to one of your points, I think as many groups such as your own have been rowing in the same direction as the mission of 60 by 30, and things like this put a road bump, a speed bump in the situation.
Yeah, we'll never get to the state's goal of 60 by 30, which is 60% of Michigan residents having a certificate or a degree by the year 2030, if we don't sort of prime the pump and get these students into the pipeline, right? They won't come out the other end if they never get enrolled and show up on campus.
Yeah. So you're using your network of college advisors serving Advise MI and MSU College Advising Corps to disseminate accurate information in schools across the state. How's that working out?
It's great. We have an AmeriCorps program called Advise Michigan that places trained college advisors in high schools across the state. We work with the MSU College Advising Corps. We also work with the University of Michigan College Advising Corps. So there's about 100 advisors in high schools across the state who are placed internal to help schools, to help students, to help families only on the issue of college going. And FAFSA is a big part of that.
And I understand there's a strategy for social media to assist MCAN in this process. So speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, I think nationally, folks are in panic here that this is happening. This just isn't a Michigan thing. This is a national thing. So this FAFSA Week of Action, which we're coming to an end on this today, has been really great. There's been some social media graphics created, some messaging. Our state department that monitors our state financial aid programs have produced lots of things for folks. What's nice about this crisis, if there's anything nice about it, is that it's pulled the community together to say, we got to do something big, we got to do something bold, and we got to do something together.
And pulling the community together, it's also probably pulling into the ears and minds of legislators and congressional levels to address this issue as well.
Yeah, luckily, college access, college success is a bipartisan issue. Everyone cares about talent, whether you care about the humanity of educating people or you care about the business sense of making sure businesses can hire talent. It doesn't really matter. We're all on the same page that we need to produce more in Michigan, and more of those folks need to stay with Michigan businesses. As you can see from the governor's population commission, we're worried about folks leaving town, especially those that have degrees and certificates. We need them here.
Great discussion, covered a ton of points. If there's anything else about the comprehensive FAFSA action plan that you'd care to share at this point, you're certainly welcome to do so.
If businesses want to be supportive of completing the FAFSA, if they have newsletters that go out to their employees, please share our resources. That could be parents of students who are filling out the FAFSA or adult students who want to go to college and get a certificate or a degree. There's lots of programs in Michigan for them. We'd love businesses to talk to them as well.
Ryan, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Always happy to be here.
Excellent. Once again, Ryan Fewens-Bliss is Executive Director of MCAN, and they're the Michigan College Access Network. We've been talking about FAFSA Week of Action. It's been running through April 19th. We'll be back with more Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.